It's Monday, May 13th, 2024. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones, and you're listening to the Daily Headlines Podcast. We'll start the show right after this quick message. I get it. Not everyone experiences a story the same way. And that's why the Inside Link podcast was created. In this podcast, you'll hear about the inside details of important stories from the person who wrote the story. Listen to the Inside Link podcast every Monday, wherever you listen to podcasts, or on LinkNKY.com. The Federal Highway Administration concluded its legally required environmental review of the Brent Spence Bridge replacement project this week, officially giving the project a green light to begin the final stages of design work and begin construction. The federal agency issued a finding of no significant impact. The administration's determination of the finding of no significant impact is based on a supplemental environmental assessment conducted by the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet and the Ohio Department of Transportation, according to a press release. Large federally funded construction projects like the bridge are required to undergo an assessment of how they will affect the local environment. The project underwent an initial review in 2012, which also concluded with a finding of no significant impact, but the project languished for about a decade due to a lack of funding. In 2022, the federal government raised $1.6 billion to the project as part of the Infrastructure and Jobs Investment Act. The rough overall cost of the project is $3.6 billion. This triggered a review of the project's environmental assessment to bring the information therein up to date. Two Northern Kentucky students are among the 161 high school seniors named to the U.S. Presidential Scholars Class of 2024 for their accomplishments in academics, arts, and career and technical education fields. Highlands High School student Owen Matthew Borden and Beechwood High School student Joshua Zizak are among this year's U.S. Presidential Scholars Class. An online recognition program will recognize the class's achievement this summer. The White House Commission on Presidential Scholars selects scholars annually based on academic success, excellence in the arts and technical education, essays, school evaluations, transcripts, and demonstrated commitment to the community service and leadership. The Independent City Council unanimously passed an ordinance regulating open burns within the city at their meeting Monday night. The ordinance is aimed primarily at burns started by construction companies and developers rather than residential and recreational fires. The ordinance establishes these following regulations. Burns can only be performed during certain times of the year and certain times of the day. Prohibitions against burning tires, cars, appliances, garbage, and other man-made scrap and debris. Burns can only encompass 2 contiguous acres of land at a time. The people performing the burns must be at least 18 years old. Burners must have a device on hand to communicate with the fire department and emergency services. Burners must have a large piece of earth-moving equipment laden with dirt to extinguish the fire if necessary. Burners must have proper insurance and proof of insurance. Burn piles must have blowers on them. Open burns cannot take place within 25 feet of other combustible materials or within 50 feet of neighboring houses to mitigate the spread of smoke and ash. Finally, the Kenton County Board of Education has approved a 5% pay increase for all certified substitute and salary employees on Monday. There have been discussions of educational funding in Kentucky after being ranked 41st in the national average for teacher pay and Andy Beshear's continuous efforts to revise the educational budget. Beshear's Education First budget proposal includes a $400 million increase in the education spending over the next biennium. Currently, Kentucky uses the SEEK formula to fund education, which centers around a base amount of funding per pupil set by the General Assembly during budget years. Right now, the base funding sits at $4,200. With the SEEK formula, local superintendents and school boards determine salary rates for educators. Therefore, the Kentucky Board of Education has decided to allocate more money for educators to keep up with inflation. After the item was passed, Board of Education member Shannon Harold said, quote, "This is well deserved. I am glad we can do this." That's going to wrap up the Daily Headlines podcast for Monday, May 13th, 2024. I hope you all have a fantastic week. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones. Thank you for listening.